This is the Gatehouse Awards ESOL International B1 Listening Examination. This examination consists of three tasks. In each task, you will listen and answer the questions. You will hear each recording twice. You will have 1 minute to read the questions before you listen. You may now open your booklet. Task 1. Listen and answer the questions. You now have 1 minute to read the questions.
Good afternoon, Lavender Hill Florists. Paula speaking. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'm calling to order some flowers, please.
Certainly, sir. First, can I take your name?
Yes, it's David Jones. As I said, I need to order some flowers, but I haven't done it before. I have absolutely no idea what to buy. You're going to have to help me.
No problem, Mr. Jones. Now, are they for your wife?
No, actually, they're for my friends. It's their 40th wedding anniversary, and I thought it would be a good idea to order them some flowers. I want it to be a surprise. It's in a few weeks, but I thought I would order them early.
Okay, so we're looking at something red, then?
Okay. Why red? Don't they come in white or yellow? I think those colours look nice and more unusual in flowers.
Because a 40th anniversary is the ruby anniversary, and this is why many people get red flowers. Usually people choose roses or carnations. Both of those are beautiful flowers. They're very popular.
Well, yes, that would be ideal then.
So, roses or carnations? And how many would you like?
Roses, definitely. I don't really know what a carnation looks like, so I can't really choose them. I think 40 is the ideal number of flowers for the 40th anniversary.
Okay. That's £45 for a bouquet of 40 red roses.
That sounds good.
Would you like to include a box of chocolates with the flowers?
Yes, I think they would like that. What kind of chocolates do you have available?
The boxes include a mix of dark and milk chocolates, and they come in two sizes. The small one is £15 and the large one is £20.
Wow, that's quite a lot of money for a box of chocolates.
They are top quality Belgian chocolates though, Mr. Jones. I am sure your friends will enjoy them. I can also add a beautiful card free of charge to your order.
Okay then, let's go for the flowers, a small box of chocolates, and the card. Can I pay with a debit card?
Of course. Can I take your full name as it appears on the card, please?
Now listen to task one again.
Good afternoon, Lavender Hill Florists, Paula speaking. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'm calling to order some flowers, please.
Certainly, sir. First, can I take your name?
Yes, it's David Jones. As I said, I need to order some flowers, but I haven't done it before. I have absolutely no idea what to buy. You're going to have to help me.
No problem, Mr. Jones. Now, are they for your wife?
No, actually, they're for my friends. It's their 40th wedding anniversary, and I thought it would be a good idea to order them some flowers. I want it to be a surprise. It's in a few weeks, but I thought I would order them early.
OK, so we're looking at something red, then.
Well, OK. Why red? Don't they come in white or yellow? I think those colours look nice and more unusual in flowers.
Because a 40th anniversary is the ruby anniversary, and this is why many people get red flowers. Usually people choose roses or carnations. Both of those are beautiful flowers. They're very popular.
Well, yes, that would be ideal then.
So, roses or carnations? And how many would you like?
Roses, definitely. I don't really know what a carnation looks like, so I can't really choose them. I think 40 is the ideal number of flowers for the 40th anniversary.
OK. That's £45 for a bouquet of 40 red roses.
That sounds good.
Would you like to include a box of chocolates with the flowers?
Yes, I think they would like that. What kind of chocolates do you have available?
The boxes include a mix of dark and milk chocolates, and they come in two sizes. The small one is £15, and the large one is £20.
Wow, that's quite a lot of money for a box of chocolates.
They are top quality Belgian chocolates, though, Mr. Jones. I am sure your friends will enjoy them. I can also add a beautiful card, free of charge, to your order.
OK then, let's go for the flowers, a small box of chocolates and the card. Can I pay with a debit card?
Of course. Can I take your full name as it appears on the card, please?
This is the end of task one. Task two. Listen and answer the questions. You now have 1 minute to read the questions.
Do you remember me telling you about my cousin Joe getting married? Well, the wedding was last week. I can't believe how many things went wrong. It's a miracle that Joe and Kathy got married at all. Because the wedding was in July, everyone was hoping for a nice sunny day. But it wasn't. The sun came out for about 5 minutes first thing in the morning. But by 9 a.m. the sky was covered with grey clouds and the wind was getting stronger. At least it wasn't raining. The wedding ceremony was supposed to start at midday at a local church. When I arrived about 11:45, all the guests were still waiting outside. The priest had lost the key to the church. A few minutes past midday it started to rain. By the time the priest came back with a spare key, at about 10 to 1, everybody was soaked. The bride was really upset as the rain damaged her hair and makeup, but there wasn't time to do anything about it. They had to start the ceremony. When the priest asked Joe if he wanted to marry Kathy, Joe started coughing. He coughed so much that he couldn't reply. His father had to come over with some water before Joe could speak again and say yes. I'm sure they'll laugh about it one day, but Kathy didn't look very pleased about it. At the end of the wedding ceremony, we heard loud thunder. A storm was just starting outside. The photographer couldn't take any pictures in a thunderstorm. The married couple and the guests just ran to the cars waiting outside the church. Then we drove to the restaurant for the wedding meal. When everyone arrived, they were wet, cold, and upset. The staff started to serve food, but I noticed that some of the guests weren't eating. I went over to ask why. It turned out that the restaurant had served all the guests meat, but lots of Kathy's friends were vegetarian. The chef hadn't made any vegetarian food. So guess what Joe did? He got out his mobile phone and ordered some vegetarian pizzas. When the pizza delivery arrived, everyone was laughing. We had a really nice time for the rest of the day. Joe and Kathy are now on their honeymoon in Italy. I really hope they aren't going to get any rain there.
Now listen to task two again.
Do you remember me telling you about my cousin Joe getting married? Well, the wedding was last week. I can't believe how many things went wrong. It's a miracle that Joe and Kathy got married at all. Because the wedding was in July, everyone was hoping for a nice sunny day, but it wasn't. The sun came out for about 5 minutes first thing in the morning, but by 9 a.m. the sky was covered with grey clouds and the wind was getting stronger. At least it wasn't raining. The wedding ceremony was supposed to start at midday at a local church. When I arrived about 11:45, all the guests were still waiting outside. The priest had lost the key to the church. A few minutes past midday, it started to rain. By the time the priest came back with a spare key, at about 10:50, everybody was soaked. The bride was really upset as the rain damaged her hair and makeup, but there wasn't time to do anything about it. They had to start the ceremony. When the priest asked Joe if he wanted to marry Kathy, Joe started coughing. He coughed so much that he couldn't reply. His father had to come over with some water before Joe could speak again and say yes. I'm sure they'll laugh about it one day, but Kathy didn't look very pleased about it. At the end of the wedding ceremony, we heard loud thunder. A storm was just starting outside. The photographer couldn't take any pictures in a thunderstorm. The married couple and the guests just ran to the cars waiting outside the church. Then we drove to the restaurant for the wedding meal. When everyone arrived, they were wet, cold, and upset. The staff started to serve food, but I noticed that some of the guests weren't eating. I went over to ask why. It turned out that the restaurant had served all the guests meat, but lots of Kathy's friends were vegetarian. The chef hadn't made any vegetarian food. So guess what Joe did? He got out his mobile phone and ordered some vegetarian pizzas. When the pizza delivery arrived, everyone was laughing. We had a really nice time for the rest of the day. Joe and Kathy are now on their honeymoon in Italy. I really hope they aren't going to get any rain there.
This is the end of task two. Task three. Listen and answer the questions. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. Speaker 1.
I really like to go to the gym every day. I never miss it. I guess I'm addicted to exercise. I'd even go on Christmas Day if I could. I like to do lots of weightlifting, but I hardly ever use the cycling or rowing machines. And I got a great deal at my local gym, Fitness World. It's just £12 per month. It isn't open all the time, so I usually go before work. I wish it was open all the time so I could go more.
Speaker 2.
I have to say, I don't go as often as I should. To be fair, my gym is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I just haven't got the time to get there before or after work. I can only go on weekends. Besides, it's quite a long way from my house and I don't have a car. That means I can't go very often. I wish there was one closer to my house and then I might go more. I pay £40 per month for my membership and I go 3 or 4 times a month, so in my opinion it is still good value for money.
Speaker 3.
The gym? Never. No, it's not for me. I never go to the gym. I prefer to go for a walk or a run instead. It's free, and the gym could cost you £80 a month or even more. I would never pay that much just to stay fit. It's just too much money. Also, they use tricks to get you to sign up, and then hope you forget that you pay for your membership. And who wants huge arm muscles anyway? The point is to stay healthy, and I don't think gyms do that. They are just for people who want to look good on the outside. They don't really help you to stay fit.
Now listen to task 3 again. Speaker 1.
I really like to go to the gym every day. I never miss it. I guess I'm addicted to exercise. I'd even go on Christmas Day if I could. I like to do lots of weightlifting, but I hardly ever use the cycling or rowing machines. And I got a great deal at my local gym, Fitness World. It's just £12 per month. It isn't open all the time, so I usually go before work. I wish it was open all the time so I could go more.
Speaker 2.
I have to say, I don't go as often as I should. To be fair, my gym is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I just haven't got the time to get there before or after work. I can only go on weekends. Besides, it's quite a long way from my house and I don't have a car. That means I can't go very often. I wish there was one closer to my house, and then I might go more. I pay £40 per month for my membership, and I go 3 or 4 times a month, so in my opinion, it is still good value for money.
Speaker 3.
The gym? Never. No, it's not for me. I never go to the gym. I prefer to go for a walk or a run instead. It's free, and the gym could cost you £80 a month or even more. I would never pay that much just to stay fit. It's just too much money. Also, they use tricks to get you to sign up, and then hope you forget that you pay for your membership. And who wants huge arm muscles anyway? The point is to stay healthy. And I don't think gyms do that. They are just for people who want to look good on the outside. They don't really help you to stay fit.
This is the end of task three. This is the end of the listening examination.